Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh, yeah. Let's go, y'all. Let's get it. Everybody has to answer. Everybody has to answer to somebody. 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 You might not like who you have to answer to, but one day you're gonna have to do the dancer too. You can't act like you are always running shit, and you gotta act like you're gonna comply with it. I know that. Since when I was young, I couldn't do what I wanted to do all the time. And no matter how much money I had in my pocket, I couldn't rock it. So everybody got a boss, even if you don't want to act like the giver, you would lose you. If you don't do what you're supposed to, yeah, you're going to have to answer too. And a lot of people don't want to deal with this concept because, especially when you're dealing with a relationship or a marriage or something like that. Now, we understand having to answer to our parents, but for some reason, we don't understand answering to our lovers. So we're going to get into this today. Everybody has to answer to somebody. So whether we're talking about a job, whether we're talking about family, whether we're talking about the government, whether we're talking about the love of our lives or a relationship that we're in or a spousal situation, everybody has to answer to somebody. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on this Power Monday on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. So I'm glad to be here, and I hope y'all glad to be here too. So we going to get it. We going to get it. What's up with y'all? How y'all feeling? I hope y'all had a good weekend. I really do. I really do. Stacey White is all up in the house. Ansel Jones and Vita B. What's going on? How you feeling? Glad y'all here. So we're talking about everybody has to answer to somebody. Is that a hard concept for you to understand? Is it a hard concept for you to understand that everybody has to answer to somebody? Because sometimes we get hard-headed on this concept, especially when we are spoiled or bratty and we just want what we want. You know, some people don't care about anything that anybody else has to do or what obligations that they have to fulfill. They just want to get what they want. And we see this play out a lot in our lives. Sometimes I think we pay attention to it. Sometimes we may pay close attention to it, especially when it affects us directly. But sometimes when we are the person that's asking somebody to do something for us and we don't understand or we don't want to understand how come they can't do it, yeah, it can cause a problem. It can definitely cause a problem. So how do we deal with this concept of everybody having to answer to somebody? Do you know? Do you understand? Do you get it? Do you live it that way? When we are young, when we are very small children, if we don't understand nothing, before we learn our ABCs, before we learn how to count, before we learn to sit at our desks, be quiet, raise our hand, put our coat away, before we learn any of those things, we learn that the person that we have to answer to is our parents. But as you can see, and as you've probably learned from having different kinds of friends over the years, or maybe even people in your own family, some people don't seem to understand that they have to answer to their parents. I don't know about you, but I know people who have fought their parents. I know people who never respected their parents. I don't know about you, but I know people who weren't raised by their parents, so they felt no reason or no need to respect their parents or to answer to their parents. Now, it sounds crazy, and that might sound like something that only white people do and all that kind of stuff, because black people love to say what white people do that black people don't do. But what we fail to say sometimes, or a lot of times, is that black people do everything that white people do, good and bad. Because we copy them. We copy them because we think that everything that they do can be done by us, and it should be. Like, if they do it, if Massa do it, then we should do it, too. If Massa do it, then we should do it, too. If Massa got a Cadillac, I need a Cadillac. Massa got a Benz, then I need a Benz. If Massa got a Rolls, I got to get me a Rolls because of respect that it holds. Well, let's get into it. At least most of us understand that our parents were first and foremost our first leaders, and they were the ones that were going to show us the way. Now, if your parents were responsible, they went to work every day. And they went to work every day because they had to go to work in order to bring home that bacon, because it was the only way the lights were going to stay on. It was the only way that the water was going to flow. It was the only way you were going to have heat or air conditioning in the house, or even a fan running. It was the only way that you were going to have shelter from the rest of the world and not be living out here like a chipmunk. Even a chipmunk has a cave somewhere dug in the dirt where they can go and chill. No. So our parents probably made it clear to us at a young age that we couldn't leave lights on all the time like we wanted. I don't know if y'all grew up in a family where you know, parents was bitching about the electric bill, the heating bill, all kinds of bills. My parents was always like, when you leave for the night or whatever, you go somewhere at night, turn the light off. You go in the bathroom, you use the bathroom, you leave out of the bathroom, you flick that light off. If your parents didn't teach you that, then you didn't understand that electricity costs money. And them bills got high. I bet you started to understand when you got your own crib, and you had to pay for everything, you start to understand things a little bit better. So whether you get it early or whether you get it late, whether you resist against it early or gain an understanding of it young in your life, you're going to pick it up one day. So knowing that everybody has to answer to somebody, that goes into the streets. You know, people who have never been in the streets, who have never hustled out there in the streets, who have never got their money under the table or out there in the wild, they think that, well, you sell drugs or whatever, you don't work for nobody, you don't answer to nobody. Maybe you answer to the cops, that's about it. Well, let's say it was a situation where all you did was answer to the cops. All right, I get it. Well, at least you know that they have to answer to the cops. So they have to do whatever they need to do in order to do their thing without causing too much light and attention onto their illegal activities. You got to understand that. But even when you're on the streets, you have to answer to somebody because there's a hierarchy. Every drug dealer ain't a boss. Most of them ain't. They're way less bosses than there are workers. You got a bunch of workers. If you ever watch a drug operation on the street, you'll see you got some people that are just looking out. You got some people that don't seem to be doing anything. You know, you might have the person that actually goes to retrieve the drugs after the money is exchanged by somebody who is serving a customer. So nowadays, well, actually for decades, the drug dealer himself doesn't always have the drugs on him. That's the easiest way to get cased up in case an undercover officer is buying drugs off of you, setting up a sting operation. So what normally happens is you pay your money to the guy standing on the corner, and then another guy goes around the corner or in the backyard or on the side of the empty lot or something like that, and gets the drugs out of a random sandwich bag, potato chip bag, something like that. But yeah, so the person who holds the money is not the person who actually handles the drugs. It don't go that way. All of them answer to whoever supplies the drugs for them, because he's the one who owns everything. So yeah, you can be a street dealer and still get fired. You keep messing up money. You keep going to jail, or you lazy. You don't understand that this is a 24-hour operation, and you don't just punch a clock for 8 hours on the street and take your ass home. Nope. You out there all day. All day, homie. Rain, sleet, snow, blizzard, hurricane, whatever. And sometimes you do have a crack house, what they call a trap house down south. I don't like using the word trap house up here up north on the east, because we didn't grow up with that. And a trap house is a crack house. So when people be like, I was trapping, you wasn't. No, you wasn't. If you only trapping if you selling from the house. They don't have very many drug houses anymore because of the trapping situation. It was too easy for cops to. But anyway, the bottom line is they have to answer to whoever is supplying them. He runs things. That's his money that you are gathering. You're not like a barber. You get your money for the day, and that's your money. Don't work that way. Even in a lot of barbershops, it don't work that way. It depends on the way your shop is set up. But in a barbershop, even though it's normally cash sale, you don't just take that money home every day. You submit that money to whoever owns the shop. And then at the end of the week, a lot of barbers get paid a salary. There are some independent barbers that may rent out a chair in a shop. I'm sure y'all women who get your hair done, I know y'all know of these situations. Y'all know some hairdressers that work in a shop, some hairdressers who work at home, but some hairdressers that work in a shop rent out the chair that they use. So they give a percentage of their money to whoever owns the shop. It's normally like a 60-40, 70-30 situation, depending on what your clientele looks like, how many people you bring through those doors. It depends a lot on that. So if you're a person who doesn't have a lot of clientele, they ain't going to play ball with you 60-40. If you're somebody who they actually tried to get in the shop because they wanted to bring that traffic into the building, they'd probably work out like a 30-70, 20-80. It might still work out for them later on. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. But the bottom line is they answer to somebody. So as you getting your hair cut or your hair done or however style you are getting in the shop, you have to understand that person who's doing your hair has to answer to somebody. So when you ask him for extra stuff that you don't want to pay for because that's your friend, because that's your family, that's your people, you got to understand that you might be taking money out of their pocket, or you may be doing something that's going to get them put out of the shop because they have to answer to somebody. Everybody has to answer to somebody. So no, you can't get a press and curl for no $25. What you think this is, 1982? No. I think it costs more than that for a Jerry curl back in 1982. But nonetheless, they have to answer to somebody. Just like whatever job you work at, you have to answer to somebody. Even if you're on welfare, you know you got to answer to your social worker. You have to. Just like a lot of men from that back in the day era are talking about, well, that's how come ain't no men in the home now. It ain't no men in the home because, you know, when women was getting a check back in the day, if the social worker came over, this is back when social workers used to actually come out to the house or to the apartment or whatever. And if they saw men's clothing in there, then they would cut your check off. If they saw a man's shoes or a coat or even cigarettes or a cigar. Yeah, them social workers was a beast. So if they saw any remnants of a man in the house, then that meant they assumed that you were getting financial support from a man and they would cut your check off. I don't even know how true that is, honestly. I don't even know how true it is because a lot of the people who were telling that story wasn't even on welfare. But they seemed to know exactly how that story went. A lot of those people never lived in the projects, but they telling you how it went. I don't know. Maybe it went that way, maybe it wouldn't, but I'm going to tell you this, and this is a little off topic, but I'm going to just tell you this. If that explains how come there are so little men in the black household, that is even more pathetic than our situation is. Because if you mean to tell me that you let your woman make you get lost because she wanted to collect a check that was going to guarantee that she was poor, because that's what welfare is. It's guaranteed paperwork and confirmation that you are poor. Poor, not broke, poor. Yeah, that's what being on welfare guarantees you. Now, I don't care. I'm not talking about whatever you have going on the side and all of that shit. You have to prove to the government that you are poor in order to get a welfare check. So if a man of the house is going to allow you to confirm that you are poor by getting out of that house, by saying, all right, well, I'm going to go stay with my brother. I'm going to go stay with my mother. I'm going to go stay by myself or whatever so you can get that check. Instead of actually staying in there and saying, well, man, fuck that welfare check. This is what we going to do. I'm going to go to work every day and I'm going to bring home my money. And you get yourself a little job too. And you get some money and we'll put our money together. And we'll be making 3 or 4 times what welfare is going to give us. Because it ain't hard to beat no welfare check. The only thing, like if you have health problems, then being on welfare might be a good idea because they will pay for your health care. If you have a job that may not provide sufficient or affordable health care for you. Other than that, though, even with the food stamps, nah, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. So bottom line is welfare recipients have to answer to the social worker. So they're going to make sure that they come with that confirmation every month or however many times they need to verify that you broke, that you poor, that you ain't got no money, that you are eligible to get that welfare check. And I'm not dissing nobody that's on welfare or has ever been on welfare. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what you already know. It is confirmation that you are poor, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to answer to anybody because you got to answer to the government. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. Ansel Jones says, people raise differently. There's no wrong way to raise someone. Oh, yes, it is. Hold on. Hold on, Pa. There's definitely a wrong way to raise somebody. Woo! Woo! I think I understand what you're trying to say. But just, you know, be careful about what you're saying. VDB says, I always responded to my elders with love and respect. This generation lacks accountability. But looking back, this generation lacks people to model proper morals. I agree with that. And Carol says, Vita, you can't teach what you don't know. Oh, my God, I agree with that. VDB says, the absent parents are more and more common now than it was when I was growing up. The teachers and neighbors are parents. We couldn't lie about shit. Now the system backs the kids to do whatever. Interesting. I agree what you said, except for the part about
Oh, wait. Nah. You said the teachers and neighbors. Wait a minute. She's in his parents. Okay. Okay. No, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. Carol says, Vita, when we grew up, everybody looked after everybody's kids. The village is gone now. No more elders who know how to raise children. That's true, and it's not all the way true at the same time. Because we still have people left like you, Carol, like you, Vita, like me, like a whole lot of people who will still take kids in, who will still speak up if they see kids doing something wrong, who still command that respect. We got a few. We just don't have as many as we used to. And the thing is, we used to give respect to elders who didn't even make us or tell us what to do or what not to do. We gave them respect out of respect. Like, look, you were old, you older than me, you an old lady, you an old man. Look, I mean, even if you ain't saying nothing, we just gonna give you that respect because that's what we was taught. That's what I think is one of the biggest differences. B2B says, the trapping period will age a person 20 years. Y'all seen these 20 and 30-year-olds? Yeah, because you up all the time. You know what I mean? You up all the time, and the whole time that you're up, you are spending that awake time running from the cops, running from other gangsters. Man, that life ain't sweet. You know, I love it when I hear rappers try to glamorize the hustling life. Man, that shit sucks. That shit sucks. You know what I mean? Stay in your ass outside in 30 degree weather all day, all goddamn day. Toes cold as shit, hands cold as shit. Going in and out of the store trying to warm up a little bit. And them sales ain't coming through the way they supposed to. And you can't leave until you make your quota. Shit. I said, shit. Shit is sometimes just like a regular job. And you can't go to your boss and be like, well, it was cold out there and you know, they wasn't, you know, things wasn't coming through. Wanna hit it. What? What? So you mean to tell me you've been out here all day and this, you only got this little bit of money? Really? Where the rest of the pack? I mean, I still got the pack. Yeah, show me the pack. All right. You got to answer. And it could be life-altering consequences if your answers ain't adding up. Vita says, I'm fortunate to know how to braid my own hair, LOL. But yes, I understand, Omar. I was at my cousin's shop yesterday. Money flow is different. Man, that barbershop shit, man, when I had hair, I went to the barber every week. I went to the barber every week. I never missed a week. I wasn't going to be out in these streets woofing. So, you know, but, you know, my barbers would talk. So I knew how it went. Some of them rented the chair. Some of them worked in the shop. There's a difference between renting the chair and working in the shop. You rent the chair, you might not come in at the same time everybody come in. You come in when you feel like it. So I knew some barbers who only came in when they had appointments. Maybe they had something else going on, but you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Cal says, trust, it happened. I grew up with neighbors that it happened to. Okay. Okay. Vita says, wow, I just watched a video about this early, how welfare broke down the black community back in the day, told the men they could not be there or they get put out. They even come in to check inspections. Yeah, if you ever see that movie Claudine, it shows you. So it was definitely a thing. The thing is, What we don't tell about that story is, well, what kind of man were you
to leave your home so your woman could raise your kids with a fucking welfare check. What kind of nigga was you? I mean, maybe I'm only saying this because I wasn't in that situation, but I'd be goddamn if I was going to do that. If we going to struggle, we going to struggle off of somewhere that I can get a raise from, that I can work some overtime for. You on welfare, you can't get no job. You can't get no job, you on welfare. No job. You might get a little job, part-time job. Now you only getting food stamps. You want that? Nope. But, yeah, if that explains how come there are only there are only a little bit of men in the black household, then men, y'all fucked up. This is worse than I thought. Because I'm not leaving my house with my kids. And that's whether they my biological kids or my non-biological kids. I'm not leaving the house so y'all can be poor. Mice and roaches all over the crib and shit. So you can get this little poor verification check, some food stamps and a medical card. Nah, I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, the government about to cut your ass off, and we about to cut ourselves back on. We gonna go get a real check. I don't care if we got to do fast food. We'll work our way up. I might be flipping burgers or behind the cash register or cleaning the aisles one day, but one day soon I'm gonna be busting my ass and you gonna see me with the white shirt managing up in this bitch. We gonna do something. That's what we gonna do. We gonna work our ambition. We gonna get up off our ass for real. But what I'm not gonna do is I'm not gonna leave my babies here. Or get up early in the morning while we laid up. We was laying up, you know what I mean? Sexing all night, eating all night, watching TV all night. We was doing what we do all night. Now, and I might be off today. I'm all work today, but I can't hang around today because Miss Such and Such, the social worker, is coming through to regulate. No, son, no. And everybody ain't living the projects, and everybody wasn't on welfare. So that can't explain how come there aren't fathers in the house. We got to stop that shit. It explains some, but it don't explain the majority. Where's my explanation for the majority? That's all I'm saying. VDB says, to this day, I take three elders to the store and doctor's office when needed, and they are no kin to me. I hear that. She says, the craziest shit, Omar, is when they trying to charge up their phone from a plug on the outside of the store. You talk about the hustlers.
Yeah.
You tied to the street. Yo, you tied to the. I wasn't thinking about that shit. That's right. Yeah. He's wilding. You're wilding. She's wilding. Oh, man. Carol says, I always tell the elders, this is your time. You've done everything. You've done for everyone. Now it's your time. It's time to do for you. I would not accept anything for looking after them either. And now I'm an elder. Who knew? I hear that. That's what's up. And so says, does give a man a fish versus teach a man to fish still exist? Yeah, it does. I live by that motto. Give me the fishing pole. I don't need no fish. Cal says, Omar, that's a real man. So many are not real men anymore. But it seems like they wasn't real men back then. You getting your funky ass up out the bed. I mean, you wash your ass, you know what I mean, so you can get out of the crib and hide for a while. So your woman can get the poor check. Nah. And you know, when my dad was alive, I questioned him about that. Because he used to always talk about that. Like, yeah, one of the reasons that there ain't no men in the house is because, you know. And I said, well, hold on, Dad. I said, now, you got a lot of kids. And you've taken care of kids that weren't your biological kids, too. So you done had kids by women who already had kids. So I know you took care of some of their kids, too. So how are you saying that the reason that it wasn't no men in the house is because men wasn't stepping? I mean, because men was getting out of the house on some mad shit. Like, oh, this bitch telling me I got to get the fuck out of the house because she getting this welfare. But you know what? Fuck it. I ain't taking care of the kids then. Well, since I gotta leave the house, because I got to leave the house, then, you know what I mean? Let Miss such and such, Miss Sullivan, Miss Johnson, Miss McClintock, Miss whoever, you let them feed the kids. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to somebody else. Yeah, I'm going to somebody else who I don't have to get out of the bed for. You know what I mean? Because she getting a check. That's what I'm gonna do. I ain't gonna be back. You call me when you off welfare, and I can come lay up. You know what I mean? And another thing, since they so important to you, you let them make you come. I hope Miss Sullivan make you come. Dyke, anyway, get on my goddamn. I'm out of here. Nah. That shit ain't passing the smell test. It ain't passing the smell test. Vita said, I live next to a trap store. She got her eyes all on her. She got her eyes on the whole operation. I'm telling you, when you watch them, you'll be like, this shit ain't worth it. You're like, yo, man, y'all got it. But they all dropped out of school and shit. Graduated to the block. You dropped out of high school and graduated to the block. This is your job. Carol says, I don't know. My dad worked every day, did not get welfare of any kind, just a hardworking man who did the damn thing. Yep. I know all about that. That's all I know. I don't know no men that left the crib. All the men that tell me about this whole welfare thing, they ain't the one who did it. They ain't the one who left the crib. I ain't met one man that said, yeah, I used to have to get up, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to gather my shit up, man. I was looking like James Earl Jones and shit. I was gathering up my shit, man, getting up. I don't know no man who actually did it. They talk about the next man. Shirley Cheryl says, right, Carol, some women are at fault because they try so hard to prove that they can be independent. They don't want men to know that they're a woman. Can take woman can take care of men. Well, you know, I'm glad you went there, Cheryl. Because when we start talking about independent, being independent, don't need no man, you say. Is that so? Well, feminists say that women shouldn't have to answer to no men. That's what the feminists say. Shouldn't have to answer to no man. Can't no man tell you what to do? He ain't your father. We might be totally disregarding the fact that she didn't grow up with no father. But nonetheless, here we are. Talking about, I don't need no man. You ain't my dad, or you ain't put a ring on it. You can't tell me what to do. Well, what do y'all think about that? Because I believe that men and women have to submit to each other. You know, that word submit, that everybody gets misconstrued, that everybody gets messed up. Yeah, when a man proves to me that he's worthy of being a leader, when he proves himself to be a leader, then I'll submit to him. Nah, you submit to a you submit to a man that's your man because he's your man, not because he's the man. The same way that he has to submit to you. And anybody who thinks that men don't submit to their woman evidently has not been paying attention to the fact that a lot of men give their money to women. You don't think that's a form of submission? You don't think that's a form of submission? Some men gotta pay for the pussy in their own home. Not every man is getting head and getting laid every night just because he live in the crib. I know I've seen plenty of situations where a man had to pay for that ass almost on a case by case basis. Like every time he wanted to do it, he had to pay for it. You don't think that's submission? I do. If a man, we talk about how much men cheat and all of that. Well, if a man doesn't cheat because he knows his woman is going to leave him, and he doesn't want to sacrifice losing her, then he submitted to her. So your faithfulness, your loyalty, and your fidelity is a form of submission. But we don't want to have that conversation. We think submission is about cooking and cleaning and not nagging and arguing. Well, it ain't. There's more to submission than meets the eye. Y'all been looking at the wrong list. Well, I'm going to give you the new list. The real list. The real list is a man submits to a woman and a woman submits to a man every goddamn day. Everybody has somebody to answer to. A man has to answer to his woman. He knows that if his woman thinks that he's cheating or that he's not doing right, he's not providing, he's not leading, then she's not going to have him there, you know, mooching off of her, scrounging off of her, and messing up the whole order of the operation. Being a bad example for her kids, she ain't going to do it. So he has to submit to those guidelines. And he does. He does. I ain't met a man yet that freely comes in the crib like, yo, I just came from my side joint crib. Yo, knocking it out the box, getting head and everything. Plus, she fried me some chicken, ran my bath water, massaged me up. You know what I mean? Even tossed my salad. Well, that's where I'm coming from right now. Now I'm home, and I'm ready to watch some TV. I want some beer. And later on, I still got a little bit left up in me. I think I'm about to, you know what I mean? I ain't seen a man do that yet. Even the most trifling niggas I know ain't done that. I mean, submission is submission, baby. Submission is submission. It ain't all about domestic chores and acting like you got some sense, acting like you want to be with somebody. That's all submission is. It's acting like you want to be with somebody and doing what you need to do in order to make sure that y'all stay together. That's all submission is. I'm giving you the real definition. What up, Care Bear? What up, Care Bear? She's in there. She's in there, the Care Bear. The Care Bear, she's in there. She says, I've been here, but I was driving. In other words, I've been here, but I was hiding. It happens. Carol says, in a relationship, it's a partnership. We are a team, and we should be building together. I agree. Vita says, I must say, it is very rude and disrespectful. You have to, if you have food cooked and all, a man come in and not ask how's your day or how your day is. Okay. I can dig it. But bottom line is men and women submit to each other every day. So, you know, you let these feminists and these I don't need no man ass women out here come and tell you how to. First of all, y'all ain't been listening to them bitches anyway. You know y'all ain't been listening to them. Only ones who listen to them is the ones who can't keep a man in the first place. So it was like, shit, I ain't been able to really get a man or keep a man. So yeah, I might as well not need no man. Shit. It ain't. I got all of this money. I got a good job. I'm able to pay my bills, raise my kids, and all of that shit. But I'm sadder than a motherfucker. So I might as well act like I don't need no man, because ain't no man been putting up with my shit. See, that's the part they don't want to tell you. Ain't no man been putting up with my shit anyway. And there can be reasons for this. Ain't been putting up with it because the twat quality ain't adding up to the craziness. So let me get this straight. I got to put up with your mouth, your attitude, and all this old craziness. And when I hit, this shit ain't adding up. Like, soon as I penetrate, the cash register be short. The cash register be short. Like, and look, if I'm be putting up with your crazy-ass attitude, stalking, asking questions, 21 questions and all those crazy shit, that ass better be quality. That better be quality twat, man, if I'm going to submit to all of that bullshit. Plus, I got to provide for kids. Not only do I got to put money in, I got to put time. I got to Chuck E. Cheese. I got to Dave and Buster's. I got a Sky Zone and amusement park and museum and movies and the price of fast food. I got to do all of that. And this twat quality. The cash register coming up short, and I'm looking at the numbers like you know how when you pumping your gas and you watching them numbers, you know, to make sure that you don't go over. Like when you're using a credit card, you pay at the pump. You know what I mean? You didn't go into the store and pay for $50, so you know that pump gonna stop at $50. You know, you done paid at the pump, so it ain't gonna stop till the tank full. You know how you be watching that shit? It's the same way. That man penetrating, and he looking at them numbers, because he done paid at the pump. He like, yo, this shit, no. 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 No.
Carol said, hell, I submit with mundane things like cooking, And what he want versus what I want, it's a compromise, LOL. I just cook something different for me. I'm sure at times when if he goes to get you something to eat, he might not want to eat what you want, so he got to go to different stores and all that kind of. Men and women submit to each other. If they want each other to be happy, you have to. There's no way around it. Y'all got the wrong definition of submission. You're not thinking. You're not thinking out the box. You're not broadening the definition or really defining it correctly. Carol says, we don't really eat a lot of the same foods. You know what a problem that can be. You know. Ansel says, Cardi B did a quick turnaround with doing the cooking and cleaning. And this is a chick that used to rob niggas. So she know, she understand. She sure got enough money where she don't have to do shit. For real. Not no domestic shit. But she love a man. And if you feel some kind of way about somebody, you answer to them. You do. Shit. Plenty of y'all been out with y'all girlfriends and all that. Y'all was kicking it. Or you was out with your boys and y'all was, yeah. We turning up. We doing our damn thing. And y'all look at that clock like, oh, no, I got to get to the crib, son. Like, what you mean? Like, yeah, I got to get to the crib, son, you know what I mean? You know, niggas might try to play it off like, yo, I got something nice lined up at the crib, so I'm going to get with y'all later. I'll see y'all next time, you know what I mean? I'm going to get, yeah, because he got somebody to answer to. He ain't trying to fuck that up. Shit, he in the holes, not poles. So he left the poles where they was. Them poles still standing. He went to the hole. he went to the hole. You can see whether we talk about jail. He went to the hole. Them poles still standing. They'll be standing when he get back.
He went to the hole. Care Bear says, all of that in this economy? Cheryl says, LOL. It was more pumping going on than filling up.
Yes, real shit. Real shit. The twat, yo, the twat, it wasn't adding up. It wasn't adding up. We gotta go over these submission guidelines. I ain't wanting to be like, well, just because you ain't got no man, you can't tell nobody who has a man how to. No, I'm not saying none of that. What I'm saying is, don't act like you don't answer to somebody. Because soon as for all y'all independent women or whatever, as soon as a nigga come along that you really, really like, then you start doing whatever the fuck he want. Facts. Some of y'all wouldn't know an orgasm from a fucking yawn. Yawn, orgasm, same thing to me. Because y'all ain't had one. But you know what a yawn feel like. Sometimes I yawn, I feel kind of relaxed. But you might still submit to the man or answer to the man because you like him. He has a lot of other redeeming qualities. How many times have I heard a chick say, well, yeah, you know, my ex, he wasn't really none of that in the bed, whether he was small or he, you know, he couldn't hold a nut, whatever the case may be. But she said, but she still loved him because everything else was in place. He handled his. He might not have been the man in the bedroom, but he was definitely a man everywhere else. Don't OMG me. Kim's wins. Kim, man, what's going on? And she says, sad for the adult women who have never had an orgasm. Man, it's a lot of them. And you can hear it in their speech. Because you ain't going to tell me that them women who be talking all that independent, I don't need a man shit. You ain't going to tell me that they've had a man made them flop like a fish out of water. Yeah, they ain't had a man ever. Drowning on land. They ain't had a man make them drown on land. If you ever had a man make your ass drown on land, you're going to stop talking that shit. You're going to stop it. You're going to stop talking that shit. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do. Kim says, oh, I have a friend whose favorite song is She Doesn't Want or Need a Man. Okay. Well. I can't speak for everybody. You know, the same women who be like, all he can give me is a wet ass. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. You mean to tell me a wet ass ain't got no value in your life? I got a feeling he ain't really give you a wet ass. Either that or he didn't do nothing to soak the water up. He ain't put the sponge in right. He ain't empty the water out. He's flopping like a fish. Oh, God. I'm dying. I mean, I'm living. I don't know. We came here to get started, to cold act ill or get retarded. I love you. I love that. the handlebars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We gonna go far. I said grab on the handlebars. Don't fall off. Everything is getting hard. Yo, nothing going soft. Everything is going to be all right tonight. And we going tomorrow. We ain't going to fuss and fight. We going to get together with each other and try harder. Everything is going to be okay. It's like the card is better. We can do better than that. A power couple. You understand what I'm talking about. You a soft and supple. But I am here to make sure that I'm going to put you in the clear, my dear, and everything is going to be all right. Everything is kind of hard. Everything is kind of tight. Everything is kind of wet. Everything is kind of good. Got to change these sheets. Let's get it understood. Kim says, but that heifers take an hour to wig up and put on makeup when she feels like someone is looking. Yeah. So everybody has to answer to somebody. Shit, if somebody making you happy, you why the fuck do you care about the explanation? I know with me, only way I'm going to feel some kind of way about having to explain my position is if I don't like the position. So here I am putting up with this bullshit, submitting to some bullshit. You make me happy. Why would the fuck? Hell yeah, you would do it. If you felt, if you can feel how I feel, you would do it too. Shit. Got me going to the crib. You know what I mean? I'm going to crib like I got a ticket. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, and he don't care. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. It's not a problem unless they're a bunch of problems. If it ain't a bunch of problems, it ain't a problem. So everybody has to answer to somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with a man answering to his woman if his woman is making him feel like a man. And what makes a man feel more like a man than a woman can? I ain't seen shit. I'd have been a man among men, but that ain't never make me feel as much of a man as when a woman say, yo, you the fucking man, oh. Yo, you that boy. I'm like, shit, I know she ain't lying. Because one thing a woman will do, she'll let the world know if she think you corny, and she'll let the world know if she think that you the shit. Women don't have no problem expressing what they really like and what they really don't like, especially around strangers. They might have a problem, you know, admitting what they like and don't like around people who are familiar because, you know, people be in their business and they're going to ask them about what they said later on. But in front of strangers, they're going to let you know. Shit. All right, we got to get ready to get on up out of here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. I got to answer to y'all every day. So here's my answer. My answer is... We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious September 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Nikita White. Happy birthday to you, and also Brian Carter. Turning 49 years old today. And let me see. Okay, Gigi and Sonny Boy Gabriel Davis. Okay. Gigi, Nana, Sonny Boy Gabriel Davis. Wow,
that's a long name. And Lakeisha Johnson turning 47 years old today. And Clara Ibe turning 38 years old today. And Denise Mayen turning 44 years old today. And Tashwana Solomon turning 51 years old today. And Wes Knox Sasha turning 43 years old today. And my man Duckworth Alfred Duckworth turning, man, he's lying about his age, so never mind. And Christina Serrano turning 43 years old today. And my girl Pamela K. Oates, Miss Pam, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Sardik Ekian turning 30 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 18th anywhere out there. Worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the dance, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, yo, tell the truth. Yo, man, listen, check it out, man, tell the truth. Yo, man, listen, check it out, man, tell the truth. Everybody answers to somebody, but answering to somebody and explaining why you answer to somebody is only going to be a problem if somebody is causing problems for you. When you know it's real, you, when you know it's right, and when it feels good, you ain't got no problem answering no good. You ain't got no problem answering. It's when things are a little shaky, a little unsure, a little confusing. You know, they hurt a little bit. It's causing you a little pain. It's making you feel unsafe. Yeah, that's when like, I ain't answering nobody. I ain't answering nobody. But I tell you what, no, you can't get a super discount haircut or a free cut. No, you can't do that. And these black businesses not going to give you free shit out of their store. They got to live. And yeah, just because somebody owns their own shit doesn't mean that they can just give away free shit. They got to live. You know what I mean? We all got to pay the tax, man. Even y'all under table workers got to pay the tax, man. We all got to answer to somebody. So respect the answer and respect the answering. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. So make sure y'all come on through. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.